1 Corinthians chapter 13, begin reading in verse 9. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. He said, when I was a child, I acted like a child because I was a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. There came a time when I grew up. I didn't act like a child anymore. I didn't act like a baby because I wasn't a baby. Then notice what he says. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as also I am known. That is big on my heart, we find in those words. It says, for now. And then he says, but then. And then he said again, now. And he says again, but then. He says, there's contrasting times. There's the now and there's the then. He's literally speaking about two worlds, this world and the other world. This experience and the other experience, the earth and heaven, this life and the afterlife. And he said, when I was a child, I acted like a child, but I'm grown up a little bit now. I've learned some things. I've seen some things. And I put away those childish things, and I sure do hope that's true of me. Hope that's true of you. I hope I've learned to trust him more than I did last year. I hope I love him more than I did last year. I hope I can trust him and love him. And I hope there's a little bit more maturity about me now than it was yesterday. But Paul talks here about knowing things. There has been an information explosion in our world. Our forefathers had to hear it by word of mouth. Therefore, it took a long time sometimes for them to get the news. Now all we got to do is look up Mr. Google. Mr. Google knows everything. And you can know everything that Mr. Google knows. You know what the world knows at a click of a button. We have had an information explosion, but listen, we are still limited. There is still so much we don't know. Paul worded it. He phrased it. He painted a picture of saying it's like looking through a glass darkly. The real fault there is looking into one of their ancient mirrors. The city of Corinth made mirrors. They made of a bronze. And therefore, if you looked into that mirror, you'd see your reflection, but it was hazy. It wasn't like our mirrors. It's crystal clear, and you see exactly. Unfortunately, they show you exactly what you are. That's why I try to avoid them at all costs. But their mirrors, you could see yourself, but it was hazy. It was blurry. It was, in other words, you were getting part of the story. You were seeing part of the picture. You were seeing the reflection, but you're seeing it darkly. The word darkly is interesting. It has the idea of not getting all the information. You don't see all the flaws because of a hazy mirror. You don't see all the information. You are getting an in part story, in part, partial, limited. And the word impart has that idea. But the word darkly, it has an idea of a riddle. A riddle is part of the information. One of my favorite riddles is, what does a plum and an elephant have in common? You don't have all the information. You have part of it. You are limited in the amount of information you have been exposed to. Paul said that's what this world's like. We're walking out around in a riddle. We don't know. There's so much we don't know. There's so much we haven't been enlightened to. There's so much we're in the darkness about. Our knowledge is limited. Why? Because we're limited. We're flawed beings. We're human. But he says, one day, I will know. Not yet. Oh no, I'm stumbling around in the dark right now, but one day I will know. Not now, but then. You know, usually we talk about, we old folks say, well, if I'd just known then what I know now, I'd have done better. Well, probably not. We probably would have done worse. But it sure would sort of be good to take a stab at it, I guess. Tell you the truth, I'm not interested. One time's plenty, thank you. I'm just looking for heaven. I sure ain't wanting to rewind this thing. Here's what we say. If I had known then what I know now, things had been a little bit better. You know, Paul does it the opposite. He says, I will know then what I don't know now. He is literally saying, I am in this old dark, riddled world, this limited world, and there's so much I don't know. There's so much that happens to me that I can't explain. There's so much that God lets happen and sends my way that I don't have the explanation to, and I don't know how to deal with it a lot of times. Now I see through a glass darkly, but here he says, one of these days I'm going to a different world. One of these days, I'm going to ascend into a different world. Now, I don't see it, but then, I will. I will know then what I don't know now. And I want to tell you something. Knowing that sure does help me in my today. Knowing that one day I will know, one day I will understand, one day my eyes will be opened, sure does help me to stumble through the dark of today. But looking on ahead, looking on ahead to that then that Paul talked about ought to help me in the dirty, nasty now and now. Here's what he says. If I knew now what I don't know then, things would be different now. If I could just, and by the way, we have some hints. God has given us enough information about the then that ought to help us in the now. And that's what Paul is saying in essence, and at least part of what he's saying. He's saying, I'm saying, if I knew now what I will know then, I wouldn't be near as attached. That new car wouldn't make me go, wow. I stopped to get gas yesterday, saw Brother Ronnie, and Pam's son was there with his monster truck. Man, I stood there and drooled. My tongue hung out. That big black 4x4 with those nice wheels and those nice tires, and he cranked it up. I don't think he did it for me, but I was glad he did. He just let it rumble. And I stood there vibrating and drooling and my tongue hanging out. Looked like my house on wheels. Big. Now, to covet means I want his. I don't covet, but I sure would like to have one just like his. But I want to tell you something. When I get to heaven, that truck ain't going to be a bit. It ain't going to mean nothing to me. If I knew now what I know, we'll know then. I wouldn't be near as attached. I wouldn't have to have the latest. By the way, I don't really right now, to be honest. But many times the devil will show us all the latest inventions and the latest phones and the latest gadgets. And boy, that model. And if you don't have this, you're just going to die if you don't get this. If we knew now what we will know then, we wouldn't be near as attached. Jesus said it like this to the rich man. Go and sell everything you have and give it to the poor and follow me and you will have riches in heaven. Riches forever. He said to a rich man, you ain't rich. He said, with a man, to a man who had more than he knew what to do with, you ain't got no riches. You don't know about riches. But you give away, you get saved, and one of these days when you inherit real riches, you'll look back at your little mansion and realize it wasn't anything. If I knew now what I will know then, I wouldn't be as attached. That new car would not be a necessity. That new gadget would not have to be in my house. Oh, I want to say, we need to realize this morning that what we're living for and what we're loving today is not near as important as we think it is. When we get there, when we get there and we see what we see and we know what we know, we'll look back and realize I really was a pilgrim. I really was just walking through temporarily. And what I had and didn't had doesn't really matter anymore. Those things I thought I had to have, they aren't important at all. If I would know now what I will know then, these things won't matter. When people made fun of me, I'd just say, go ahead and laugh. I ain't going to be here long anyway. I wouldn't be near as attached to this world. I wouldn't have to be in the club. I wouldn't have to be in the circle. I wouldn't have to be number one popularity. I wouldn't have to be the one involved with all their gizmos and gadgets. If I knew now what I'll know then, I would not be as attached. If I knew now what I'll know then, I not only would not be as attached, I would not be as afraid. I wouldn't sit on a pew shaking in my boots because I was about to preach. I wouldn't get on the elevator at the hospital and the doctor come in and I feel like I need to bow a little bit and kind of lower my head because I'm not near as smart as him. I would not be as afraid of some things that bother me now. I would not be as nervous about some things. When I knock on a door, if I knew now what I'll know then, when I knock on a door, I would not knock in fear. I would knock not in arrogance or in pride, but I would say in my heart, I am an ambassador for the King. I've come to tell somebody about someone who can take them to heaven. I'm on a mission from heaven, and the Holy Spirit resides in my bosom, and the Word of God will direct me what to say. When I get there, I'll see all that. But He wants me to see it now. He does not want us to wait until then to see it. He wants us to see a little bit now. I will not be as afraid. I will not be as concerned. If I knew now what I'll know then, I wouldn't be as anxious. I wouldn't be as troubled. Things wouldn't bother me as much. I'd realize I really am one of His. And He does quite well with taking care of His youngins. Hey man, I don't have anything to worry about this morning. I don't know if you do. Hey, I'm old enough now to begin to wonder what's going to happen after a couple of years. What's going to happen when this old fat body gets sicker? I'll tell you what's going to happen. It'll get sicker, but there's a God in heaven who will take care of fat, sick people. Woo! I'm glad I've got a God who takes care of me. I'll see that then, but it's true now. I don't have to walk around anxious and disturbed and troubled. I've got a God who owns it all, taking care of me every day. I don't know what you're facing. Maybe I do, but I'm not going through it like you are. But I will say this, you can trust your God. He is very much sufficient. You don't have to worry, fret, or be troubled. You can trust Him and walk with Him, and He'll help you through it all. I don't have to wonder, how's this going to work out? My God's never made a mistake, and He ain't going to start today. What a blessing that is. Boy, we say, if I just knew now what I knew then, Paul's trying to help us now to where that won't happen when we get there. He says, oh yes, you're in limited place right now. Right now you do know in part, but you know enough now to help you in the darkness, to help you through the riddle called life. When we walk through valleys, we don't walk alone. Boy, when we get there, we'll see that. You talk about footprints in the sand, man, we'll see it then. We'll see it then. We'll think, oh my goodness, when I was weeping, he's right there with me. When my heart was broken, I was not alone. When I wondered where he was, he was right beside me. We'll see it then. We'll see it then. And if it's true then, it's true now. I don't have to wait until then. I can accept it and believe it by now, right now, by faith, and not have to wait. If I knew now what I'll know then, I wouldn't be as anxious. I believe with all my heart, there'll come a time when I look at Jesus and say, you did right. You did right. I didn't understand it then. In my limited knowledge, I did not understand. I could not comprehend. I'll be honest, I wondered. Maybe in the back of my mind, even accused you of doing wrong. I knew it was, and I realized that. But in my humanness, I wondered, what is God doing? Oh, but I see it now. I see it now. You were right. You were right. You did it better than anybody could. You did the right thing. If I knew now what I'll know then, I wouldn't be as agitated. When that gas pump doesn't come up in 2 seconds, it wouldn't bother me near as bad. When that computer doesn't go when I click her, it wouldn't bother me near as bad. I will realize then life ain't going to fall apart if I have to wait a half a second for something to happen. I'd even go downtown Thomasville if I had any sense. I avoid downtown Thomasville right now because of the stoplights. Man, you get caught in a stoplight up there, I hope you packed your lunch. We men need to take our razors. Because you're going to have stubble before that thing turns green. Hey, when I get there, I realize even Thomasville stoplights weren't too long. I wouldn't get near as agitated. Things wouldn't bother me near as much. When Connor stuck my medicine bottle down the toilet, it wouldn't bother me near as bad. Yeah, you laugh. It wasn't at your house. God says, when you get there, you'll realize a lot of things that bothered you so much down in this world weren't even worth thinking about. When you see it, when you know it, when I open your eyes and you go, wow, you were right. You'll think, boy, I was so dumb. But Paul and the Lord is trying to say to us, we don't have to wait completely and totally to then. We can enjoy by faith those truths now. We don't have to get agitated now. We don't have to be anxious now. We don't have to be afraid now. We don't have to be attached now. We wouldn't let troubles bug us so much. We wouldn't get so upset at each other. When our brother or sister didn't act like we want them to, it wouldn't disturb us near as much. We would understand they're broken just like I am. They're human just like I am. They may have not done what I wanted them to do, but yesterday I did not do what others wanted me to do either. We're all in the same boat. We're all in the same family. We're human. We're flawed. And I want to tell you something. When we get over there, all that stuff won't matter near as much. And it doesn't need to now. If I knew now what I'll know then, I wouldn't be as agitated. I would understand for them and pray for them and talk to him about them. If I knew now what I will know then, I wouldn't be as absorbed. I wouldn't live in my own world. Miss what's going on around me near as much. I wouldn't be as absorbed in my problems and my needs and my hurts and my desires and where I'm at and what's going on with me and just my thoughts and my desires and my goals. I wouldn't be as absorbed with me. I want to tell you something. When I get over there, I realize all that stuff means nothing. I will not be as absorbed. I will not be as wrapped up in myself. It'll be more than just my problems. If I could know now what I will know then, I'd see the lady at church with the tear in her eye. I'd hear the brother as his voice cracked as he spoke to me because his heart's broken. If I knew now what I'll know then, it would be me going with them to the hospital, me feeling their pain as though it was my pain, me going to the funeral home as though it was my loved one, and me going through the trouble as though it was my trouble. I wouldn't be near as absorbed with myself and my thoughts and my problems and my big deal. I'd be touched by other people. I want probably some. When we get over there, it won't be about us. It won't be about me. And we'll see then that others should have mattered more. And their heartbreak should have broken our hearts more. And their tears should have made us weep more. We need to carry the load with them. We need to hold them up in prayer and tell them, boy, I want to tell you what, when I see a good brother or sister, get a hold of somebody around here and hug them and say, I know you're going through something. Just want to let you know I'm praying for you. Blesses my heart. I believe that's what God wants. If I knew now what I will know then, I wouldn't be as absorbed. I couldn't walk by the center and not be bothered. The excuse that seems so sufficient now would not be sufficient. Well, I'll catch them next time. I gave them a track the last time I went through this drive-thru. I've said too much. I'm bugging them. But I better just back off. They don't want to hear what I got to say. They don't want the Lord. They'll get mad at me. All those things wouldn't matter. When we get there, we'll see how important it is to reach lost people and how late it is and how useless it is when we get there to try and reach them. It's too late then. When I get there and I see what I see, I'll realize as long as I'm in heaven, there'll be people in hell. As long as I'm rejoicing with my Lord, there'll be people screaming in agony, burning in hell. I need to see that now. I don't need to wait until then. If I knew now what I'll know then, I wouldn't be as absorbed. It wouldn't be just about me. It'd be about others. You compare this life with eternity. How do you do that? How do you compare? If you live 110 years old, which probably nobody in here will, 110 years old sounds like a long time. But 110 years compared to eternity, a long life in this world compared to eternity is nothing. Here it is. Listen to me. And that's not sufficient. I cannot make the noise. I cannot express what I'm trying to say. It's too long. By far too long, this life is gone. And what we do now is what's going to count when we get there. If I knew now what I'll know then, I wouldn't be as absorbed. You see, my point has been, and I hope we're getting it, that we don't wait until then. That our eyes are open now. That we really are going to a place is explained like this. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall any more pain, for the former things are passed away. The former things. You know what that's saying? Former means foremost. He said the former things are passed away. You know what that means? Those foremost things, those things that drove us crazy here are gone. Those things that were so big to us here are gone. Those things that bothered us so much here are gone. And he doesn't want us to wait until then to enjoy that. We can't get in on all of it. We're going to be limited. We see in part. But I promise you, all of us can see more than what we have seen. If it's true then, Do you reckon he wants us to enjoy a little bit of it here? Do we have to wait until then and not enjoy it now? We'll never have perfect vision. We'll never know all the things in this world. But it shouldn't be such a rude awakening in passing from one world to the other. We should have seen a lot of it already before we even head out. So what I'll say, I'll be say these things and I'll be done. I think first we ought to thank Him now. When I see it over there and all the clarity, and even though I'll never have all knowledge, I have a whole lot more then than I do now, and even though I'll never see all things just like God, I ain't going to become God, neither will you, but we'll see a whole lot, we'll know a whole lot then that we sure don't know here. But when I see it, and He lets me know, I'll say, thank You. Oh, thank You. And I think we all too now. Thank You for saving me, number one. Thank You for walking with me. Thank You for loving me. Thank You for being kind to me. Thank You for being God. I'm so glad God's God. Could I say it again? I'm glad He's not a grandpa that can be twisted. His arm can be twisted and manipulated to do what we want Him to do. I'm glad He's God and He's going to do right. I think we ought to right now, before we get there, thank Him. Oh, I think we ought to right now, before we get there, say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for living like an orphan. I'm sorry for doing dumb things. I'm sorry for hurting You. I'm sorry for being selfish. I'm sorry. The Lord will help you. You just open up. You'll find something to say I'm sorry about. I think we ought to say, oh God, I'm so sorry after You've done so much for me and me treat You like I do. And I think lastly, I think right now we ought to say, I'm going to try my best to obey You. With Your help and Your strength, I want to do Your will. I want to be pleasing to You. I want my life to be pleasing to You. I don't want to get to the then and have a whole lot of regrets about the now. And the only way that can happen is for me to obey Him in the now, today. Well, I want to just tell you, we got a better day ahead. And He doesn't want us to wait until then to enjoy it. I'm going to ask you, do you know for sure you're saved? If your life were to end right now, and it may, the coffin your family picks out may already be at the funeral home. Already there. Your death may be that close. Somebody's next. Someone in this building, someone's next. The Lord doesn't come back. Somebody's next, and it may be me, it may be you. And when your turn comes, will you be ready? Do you know for sure you're saved? I beg you, the Lord troubles your heart at all this morning. I'm asking you, the Lord's asking you to come from the pew and just find you a place just to kneel and just say, Lord, I'm a sinner. And I believe Jesus died for me and rose again. I'm asking You to save me. I'm giving You my life. That's my prayer. That's my request from You. But we who are saved, let's not live in the dark. Let's not live in a riddle. God's shown us enough to where we can exist victoriously, joyfully, trustingly. Maybe somebody this morning needs to just say, Lord, I don't want to wait until then. I want to experience and enjoy what You've already promised us now. Help me to walk with You. You mind the Lord. Let's stand together. Many of you come. Father, please speak to hearts. Help us to listen to You.